Under the Blood-Red Sun, Disc 6.
Chapter 20. Lucky. Billy was right about how if we ever needed a game of baseball, that was the time. I slept like a lead sinker for 3 nights in a row. But in the middle of the fourth night, I woke up in a sweat, breathing hard. Grandpa struck a match and lit the candle that he kept by his mat. The room glowed with low, jittery yellow light. My sheets were damp and twisted. Grandpa leaned on his elbow and squinted over at me. "You're dreaming." A nightmare. Parts of it still lurked in my mind. I sat up and stared down at the shape that was Grandpa. It was kind of fuzzy. At first, I didn't think it was him. I saw Papa instead. The dream. Papa lined up with Sanji and a bunch of other fishermen, all of them on their knees. There was a firing squad, the men getting ready to shoot. I couldn't remember if they shot or what, but I could remember Papa smiling at me. "This is a good place, Tomikazu," he was telling me. "Take the boat, stay. Have a couple of kids." "Boy," Grandpa said. I moved my feet off the bed so they touched the floor and tried to shake those awful thoughts out of my head. "I'm okay, Oji-chan. It was just a dream, like you said." Grandpa mumbled, lying back down. He pinched the candle flame out with his thumb and middle finger. I got up and crept through the dark house to the porch and sat on the top step. Lucky came stretching out from under the house and trotted up the stairs. She sat next to me and yawned. Her breath was sharp. A couple of her puppies wandered out. I could barely see them, it was so dark. Something scurried through the bushes, and Lucky's ears went straight up.
"Mongoose," I whispered,
"or a rat."
"This is a good place."
"Think of the game. Think of baseball. Papa is all right. Stop worrying. And Sanji, Mari... No, don't think about that. Think about baseball. Baseball." I sat there with Lucky for about a half hour, then went back to bed. The dream was almost gone, but I still felt uneasy.